RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Bring the energy!
It's happening.
Get it.
For your lives.
It's time for MP on the mic.
Cunning, capable, agile, flexible.
It gets me pumped and it gets me going.
Michael Phillips is...
Let's go!
MP on the mic.
Happy of the Mike 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Welcome aboard all day Commanders pregame. We're taking you up to the official pregame show, 5:15 tonight. AWADS at Capitol Ale House. You want to get ready for a Monday night Hail Mary rematch clash against the Chicago Bears. Go join him for lunch in Innsbruck, Capitol Ale House, Innsbruck, home of Richmond's OG Burger Night. Burger Night starts at 3. AWADS will be there starting at noon. Get you ready for this showdown tonight. First place in the NFC East on the line. Eagles lose, Cowboys lose. These guys have one on the Giants from earlier this year before they figured out that Jackson Dart is better than Russell Wilson. Timing is everything in the National Football League. We'll get you ready. Here's what we're doing over the next 2 hours. Tale of the quarterbacks, obviously. Caleb Williams, a little bit of a renaissance here under Ben Johnson. Of course, he'll always be compared to Jaden Daniels. They're the number one and number two picks in the NFL draft last year. We'll take a look at where both passers are in their young careers. We'll give you some keys to victory for the Washington Commanders. Break down a chunky injury list for you. Unfortunately, it's two of the top three receivers out for sure, awaiting word on Deebo Samuel. That one came out of nowhere on Saturday. Dan Quinn sharing that he has a bruised heel, and Deebo Samuel is questionable for tonight, although he did not sound mega optimistic. Jaden Daniels could be without his top three targets on Monday Night Football against the Chicago Bears. We'll also go around the world of sports. James Franklin out at Penn State. This is a Commanders show, and we're going to break down the Commanders. I think my hottest take of the day will be, I'm going to tell you, I think James Franklin would be a tremendous fit at Virginia Polytechnic Institute and State University. We'll dive into that here in a bit. Lots to get to yesterday from an exciting day of NFL football as well. Patrick Mahomes takes the team on his back, says, I'm really good. I don't know if anybody else on the Chiefs is good. I've coming to the conclusion rapidly that nobody else on the Chiefs is good, don't have the left tackle, don't have viable receiving options, does not matter. Patrick Mahomes wins the game, wins a little post-game skirmish there afterward. Chiefs back. Reminds me of what a certain number five might need to do tonight, right? There are guys in this league, when you have that player, you've always got a chance. Jaden Daniels is one of those guys. He's lining up under center. If he's playing well, your team has a chance. Doesn't matter what the injury situation is. Doesn't matter who the opponent is. You're going to have a chance to win the football game. That's the magic Jaden Daniels is going to need to summon tonight against the Chicago Bears. We'll dive into college basketball briefly. Black and gold game on Saturday at VCU. We'll tell you who stood out. We'll tell you what to watch for as the season begins now in less than a month, first week in November. They're going to be playing basketball that counts. Saturday scrimmage against Villanova. I love that we're getting more details of those now. That used to be hush hush, you couldn't even acknowledge it was happening. Now they can release the box scores out of those, which is fantastic. So that's a positive development in the world of college basketball. Of course, we'll get to baseball as well. If you can't love this baseball series, then baseball is just not for you, and that's okay. You can be a fair weather baseball fan. That's fine. I am a LeBron basketball fan, right? When he's playing, I'll watch, you know, KD at the peak of his, you know, Curry, you know, I'll watch the stars. I'm not dialing in on the day in, day out. This is a baseball postseason for the baseball lovers, but it's been absolutely fantastic. Commanders Bears tonight, and up at Northwest Stadium in D.C., no receiving options, but this is a team that's increasingly becoming reliant on the run, and this is a team that's increasingly leaning on its run game, which is to me a credit to Cliff Kingsbury, who's absolutely been in his bag in these primetime situations. And I'll remind you, last time these guys went up against a Ben Johnson team, they were smoking the Lions in the playoffs last year, which is a win that has aged really well, by the way. The Lions, I know they lost last night, but the Lions are certainly still a formidable foe. Good team, probably going to be in the playoffs. And that was not a fluke win. That was a dominant win. Cliff Kingsbury had a fantastic game plan going into that. And you wonder if he's got a chip on his shoulder, right? We talk about draft picks, number one and number two draft picks, Caleb and Jaden. But remember, Ben Johnson was the first choice to be head coach here. And so makes you wonder if Cliff's got a little something in it for him, and we'll see what he's got tonight as he welcomes Ben Johnson into the NFL coaching fraternity on a big Monday night football game. Big night in sports overall. Double baseball, double football. Four games for our viewing pleasure tonight in the world of sports. Of course, we'll be zeroed in on the Commanders Bears as this show goes on, but Bills Falcons is not a dud either. Bills at 4-1, but if they lose, the New England Patriots are going to be first place in the AFC East, which is a sentence I did not expect to say at this juncture. So 4-1 in Buffalo, but still having to win and beat the Falcons here to hold off the feisty New England Patriots, their top three quarterbacks from that draft. Because nobody has thrown in the towel on Caleb Williams yet. There were a lot of reporting this offseason, of course, you remember. He didn't want to be in Chicago. They didn't, you know, there were red flags there in that process. Nobody's given up on that kid. He's still got number one pick talent. He will get more opportunities in the NFL if it doesn't work out here, which it seems to be starting to work out here. Jaden Daniels, I don't have to tell you, he's playing very well. They basically named the Rookie of the Week award after him, which is now Bill's award to win each week. And now Drake May at number three, coming on really strong in New England. I know that was one game against the Saints, but man, you throw in the Buffalo game from the week before, sure seems like he's turning a corner, and it vouches coaching matters in the NFL. Jaden Daniels has good coaching, entered the league with good coaching, and got off to a fast start. These other two, Chicago did not have good coaching last year. New England, it appears, did not have good coaching last year, although I would add they didn't have a good roster either. Gerard Mayo never stood a chance. If anything, he was just taking one for the team before Vrabel came in and has at least a fighting chance there. But Vrabel's a good coach, and he's got Drake May in good situations, And we're looking at a draft here where the top three picks have all kind of had some games where they established themselves as bona fide NFL quarterbacks. It was a good year to be bad in 2023, and nobody better at it than Ron Rivera, who was very, very bad that year. Thank you to the Panthers, though, Rivera's former team, for knocking off the Dallas Cowboys yesterday in a meltdown game in Dallas. Jerry Jones did not talk to reporters after the game, as is his usual custom, right? Okay. All right, then. We see you, Jerry. Won't do the full-blown baseball update, but the Mariners are up 1-0 on the Blue Jays. They play tonight, Dodgers-Brewers. After that, they'll get their series rolling. There's something to like here for you. The Blue Jays, phenomenal atmosphere, representing Canada, Joe Carter's home run. Seattle, same thing. Haven't heard from them since Ken Griffey. They had that moment in the 90s, just have faded since then. Great atmospheres there. I don't have to tell you about the Dodgers. And then the Brewers are just the best team in baseball. That's all. Nothing special there. Just a team that's the number one best team in all of baseball. And so They have to be feared accordingly. We don't mind when the best team in the regular season wins the title, because it's a long 162 game grind of a season. A rainy morning in Richmond, coming off of Folk Festival weekend here, and here's my quick breakdown on this, because I saw in the newspaper this morning's got the story, and the people are whining on Reddit. The amphitheater, which was always, you know, the main stage at the Folk Festival, well, now it's a Live Nation venue now, and so things are different. Things changed at the Folk Festival, and so they kept the beer prices, which are the $20 beer prices, and so people were complaining in the newspaper, it's too expensive to buy a beer at the Folk Festival. This is ridiculous. It's time to reprise my take on this, which is has been unpopular for weeks, and I'm doubling down on it. Don't buy a beer. That's all. That's all I got for you. Don't buy one then. If you're unhappy with the prices, if you don't purchase one, those prices will change if everybody stops purchasing them. If you purchase one and complain, the prices will not change, right? Talk to Spirit Airlines about that, right? Their customer satisfaction score is like negative 10%. They actually have people who aren't even customers lining up to complain about them. Nobody likes the Spirit Airlines pricing model, but we keep buying those tickets, and so it keeps existing, and they're not going to change it if it makes money. You see where I'm headed with this. Just stop buying the beers. That's all. Just for a second. Not forever. You don't have to. Nobody's attending an AA meeting here. Just for a second, though, is all I'm saying. Could make a big difference in Richmond. I'm here to create change. I'm here to create positive societal change. That and watch Commanders wins, which we'll be watching along with you guys tonight right here on The Fan. Kickoff at 8:15. Pregame, official pregame, starts at 5:15. You're in the throes of pregame right now. You may not recognize it, because this show, nobody goes off the rails like MP on the mic. But we'll break down every angle of this matchup over the next couple hours. I'll make sure to get you ready for a big Monday Night Football clash before these guys head out to Dallas, and we'll talk about that too. They've gotten some hungry, desperate football teams. This has not been a schedule that's broken super kindly for the Washington Commanders. You remember they got the Falcons right after their loss in Carolina, desperation time. Get the Chargers when they were desperate. Jaden overcame that, right? Tonight, get the Bears on 15 days rest, which is a huge advantage in the NFL, of course. And now you're going to Dallas. Your short rest. You're flying down to Dallas this week after the Monday night game. It's going to be a physical game tonight. Taking on a Cowboys team is going to be desperate after losing to the Carolina Panthers. The schedule has not broken fantastically for these guys. It's not who you play. It's when you play them. That said, nice opener against the Giants, getting Russell Wilson before he had a chance to get benched for Jackson Dart, who is posing some problems for some teams. As we break this down, tale of the rushing games tonight. Both teams susceptible. We'll see if the Commanders can keep it rolling on the ground with Bill, America's favorite running back. I think he's got the chance for a little national shine tonight. He's going to run out of the tunnel. He's going to be a starting running back. And then from there, what happens? Well, that's up to him and a Bears defense that has been weak against the run in recent weeks. So we got a lot to get to. Excited y'all are hanging out with us on a football Monday. It's a game day on The Fan. We're with you until noon. AWOD Radio takes over then, and you're listening to 910 The Fan. Now,
you know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Time for sports. Time for all the sports, in fact. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Hour number two, a.k.a. the final hour of this radio program, will throw you off to AWOD Radio. He's standing by a Capital Ale House, home of Richmond's OG Burger Night, to get you fired up for Monday Night Football. Commanders and the Bears tonight on your home of the Commanders in Richmond, Virginia. This is 910 The Fan. Lock it in tonight or after the game. You're going out to watch the game. Lock it in after the game, 3 hours of post-game with the mouth of the South, Fred Smoot, who will be taking you home, taking your calls, taking your opinions on the Washington Commanders. Of course, official pregame preceded by our friends Grant and Danny, who should have plenty to say about this one as well. Going to be a fun day on The Fan, I guess is what I'm saying. Coming off of a fun Sunday in the NFL, Baker Mayfield is for real. All right, Patrick Mahomes is back. Some of the early storylines from the National Football League. Chiefs get a much-needed win. Their schedule gets a little lighter from here, a little lighter of a lift. We'll see them in a few weeks for Monday Night Football. That's a beatable football team. That's going to be a spectacular matchup. ESPN won big with that one on Monday night. You knew that would be a good matchup, but assuming Jaden's healthy. Jaden, Patrick, two guys who can carry their team late in games. I mean, that's one where you could have 28 points scored in the final 5 minutes. Just two guys who get it done when it matters, and two guys who have had their hands kind of tied behind their back this year as well. Chiefs, receiver woes well-documented. Travis Kelce not playing at his usual level. For the Commanders, they could be without their top three wide receivers tonight. We'll await official word on Deebo Samuel. Will, of course, pass that along as soon as we have it. We know that Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown will not play in tonight's game, limiting the receiving options. And, you know, that cost Jaden Daniels a spectacular touchdown last week against the Chargers. Had that great third down scramble, hit it right to a spot in the back of the end zone. Receiver drops it. That's something that doesn't happen if you're throwing to Noah Brown or if you're throwing to Terry, or even if you're throwing to Deebo. And so, You have to adjust. And for these guys, the adjustments have included a lot more running back touches as well, which you do when you get a guy like Bill. He's a find. He's the two-time now Rookie of the Week this year, and I think could very much add a third with a strong performance tonight against the Bears. He's been nothing short of fantastic all season long. Looking across the league, and you started with that super forgettable London game. The Broncos beat the Jets 13-11. The Jets are bad. That's your news flash right there. I expected more of the Broncos, though. I thought the Broncos would make the leap year two, Sean Payton, Bo Nix. And Bo Nix is kind of that Michael Penix type that, right, like they drafted him because he's ready now. He was not a prospect. He was a ready now guy. And a lot of teams stayed away from him because they felt the ceiling was low, right? And same with Penix. That these two teams drafted those two guys for that specific reason. They wanted somebody who could play right now. Penix really hasn't been that in Atlanta. He's showing glimpses of it. And Bo Nix hasn't been that in Denver this year either. We're seeing that second year step back a little bit from both of them. But guys who were drafted because they seemingly were going to be immune to that. So it'll be an interesting one to watch. Broncos get their win, get out of London. Jets are a mess, man. I don't know. Break up the New York Jets or something. Disband the Jets. Something to that effect. Steelers keep it rolling over the Browns. And Aaron Rodgers, healthy lead in that division. That's a team that's rolling right now. I don't think that's a team that's dominated or turned heads. But I know that if you win your division, you get a home playoff game. And I know I wouldn't want to face that Steelers defense in Pittsburgh in the playoffs. You look at the AFC West in particular, the Chargers, the Chiefs, one of those teams is going to have to play a road playoff game to get things started. You look at, whoever the AFC South winner is, the Colts are going to be fighting to avoid, that fate, right? Where you're in that 5-4 game against the best wild card team for the Steelers. The chance to host in the playoffs, I think, will be a very big deal for them. And that schedule is so easy in the AFC North. They could come snatch the bye from the Bills. I'm just saying. It's a thing that could happen. Eyes open there in Pittsburgh. Colts take down the Cardinals. And Justin Herbert magic late against the Dolphins. Tua Tagovailoa making the headlines after the game. He said they had players who blew off the players-only meeting this week. That is a fun new twist on the players-only meeting genre, which, I'll be honest, was getting a little stale. I think too many teams were doing it too often, right? And when you do the players-only meeting, the one definitive rule is you can't lose after it, right? You get one bullet to fire. You get one players-only meeting in a year. You have to win after that game because otherwise, what was the point? Remember, Virginia Tech, players-only meeting, lost to Old Dominion that week. It was over. It was all over for Brent Pry at that point. They picked wisely. That was the right game to pick to do it in front of. And then they lost anyway. Nationals did the players-only meeting, lost to the Marlins. Yep, you're seeing where this is headed. The Dolphins do one. Big changes are coming there. Y'all know I've circled this. I'll get my two coaching hot takes here in one segment because that's how much I care about y'all. Because I think James Franklin would be a fantastic coach at Virginia Tech. I think he'd be a good fit there. You can disagree with that. That's okay. Mike McDaniel, offensive coordinator for the Commanders next year after Cliff Kingsbury takes a head coaching job. I wouldn't mind that. I think he'd work well in the Dan Quinn structure. And I think Dan Quinn can't go find a young guy who may or may not fit the bill. There's too much pressure that is largely because of what happened in Atlanta. Kyle Shanahan left. That whole thing went down the tubes. He understands it. He knows that will be the biggest moment in his time coaching the Commanders. He's got a franchise quarterback, had a franchise quarterback in Atlanta. He's got a franchise quarterback. So few coaches luck into having two of those in their NFL careers. He's got one here in DC. He's got to find a way to make that transition from Kingsbury to whoever's next as smooth as possible. And he's going to rely on the old notebook from Atlanta to do it as well. But the Dolphins call the players only meeting, meltdown, lose to the Chargers 29-27. Tua Tagovailoa after the game says there are guys blowing off the players only meeting. So they had the players only meeting and some of the players are like, nah, I'm busy. Catch me later. Which is, like I said, a ridiculously fun twist on a genre that was getting kind of stale. I mentioned the Patriots. Patriots are rolling, and the Bills are playing for first place tonight. The Patriots would actually catch them with a Bills loss tonight. They'd both be at 4-2. Kudos to Drake May. Kudos to Mike Vrabel. Coaching matters. It sure looks like they've got their guy for the next decade in New England, which is annoying for those of us who are growing tired of the Patriots dynasty. But man, I'll say this. If Vrabel rebuilds that thing in 1 year and has success, and Tom Brady went to Tampa and had success, and Bill Belichick is, you know, the Bill Belichick thing, it's not great. Now, Bill Simmons had a big legacy rant over the weekend. This can't ruin Belichick's legacy. You guys are being ridiculous, Con. And he is correct. Belichick's legacy as one of the best coaches in the history of football is fully secure. Nothing he does can change the fact that Bill Belichick is one of the great coaches in the history of the National Football League. And also, this is a part of the story too. The Brett Favre story is one of the greatest, most fun, gunslingingest quarterbacks of all time. And also, the dick pics. And also, the years with the Vikings. And also, the welfare fraud. It's all legacy. Brett Favre is in the Hall of Fame. Brett Favre is in the Packers Hall of Fame. Brett Favre is an undisputed great in football, and he's still doing Wrangler jeans ads, and we still want to hear from him, and he's still a legend. And also, all those other stories get told too. So Bill Belichick's legacy is fully secure. He is one of the great coaches in the history of the National Football League. And also, a lot of people were able to move on without him, and he is struggling to find his footing there in North Carolina. That's legacy too. It doesn't take away from what you did earlier, but it's part of legacy as well. I mentioned Baker Mayfield and the Bucks. Baker's your MVP favorite right now. Has a great system down there in Tampa. He inherited some of those Tom Brady weapons, but has made that his own as well. And some phenomenal plays yesterday, man. That touchdown catch, one of the best things I've seen in a long time from a receiver. That was a fun one. Packers hang on to beat the Bengals. Keep me alive for another week in Survivor Pool. I was thinking when they won the game, I was thinking about emailing my stub my pick right then just to tilt Adam further because he's annoyed at how early in the week I make my Survivor pick. I thought about maybe like right then in that moment. I didn't. I have restraint. I will do it tomorrow like the regular unhinged human I am, not the extra unhinged human that I sometimes dream of becoming. And then, of course, Chiefs over the Lions in the late game. That's Patrick Mahomes, man. You got that guy. You got a chance. Commanders fans, you know what that feels like. You got Jaden Daniels. You got a chance. No receivers tonight, basically. Still waiting on word for Deebo Samuel. We'll pass that along when we get it. But you got Jaden. You got number five. You got a chance, especially the way he was playing last week. It was good to see him back to form. Good to see him rolling again. Big game tonight. Monday Night Football National Spotlight descends on Northwest Stadium in Landover, Maryland. Of course, we'll get you ready all day long. AWOD's at Capitol Ale House, the place to watch the game out in Innsbruck. Go see him from noon to 3. He'll throw it to our friends Grant and Danny in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. They'll take you up to 5:15. That's when the official Washington Commanders pregame show, 3 hours of it, in fact, begins. Kickoff with Bram and London at 8:15. Hopefully London is laughing up a storm for 3 hours. We'll do Commanders Rewind on Wednesday this week, not Tuesday, just as a quick programming note for y'all. And then, of course, post-game with Fred Smoot, the mouth of the South. Big game, big day. We are so glad you joined us for it. We're with you for three more segments here. We'll toss it over to AWOD. Back after this. You're listening to the home of the Commanders in Richmond. This is 910 The Fan.
Two segments to go
on this game day for the Washington Commanders. A holiday for some of you, the some of you who have great jobs. That came off wrong. If my bosses are listening, I know that came off wrong. I love this job. I have a great job. We work on holidays here. As part of sports, I've been doing that my whole life. I've spent Thanksgivings in Dallas. I've spent Christmases in all sorts of different cities. Remember one year we had, it was Bears Redskins in Chicago on Christmas Eve, 1 o'clock a game. And the last flight out of Chicago to get back that night to D.C. and to Richmond was at like 6:30. And so the game ends and we do the post-game interviews in the locker room. And I think it was the sprint to end all sprints for media members. We went from the locker room, sprinted to the car, had somebody waiting at a car to drive us to the airport, sprinted through the airport, got there for the 6 o'clock flight, made it home for Christmas, right? That's part of the gig. You work on holiday. You work late at night. We'll be up late tonight. Fred Smoot's going to be up late tonight. I'm not going to be up as late as Fred Smoot. If y'all enjoy that program, good for you. But that's part of the gig. We work holidays here. Some of you guys have today off, and that's awesome, too. And you get to watch some baseball at 5 o'clock today as well. Can I do, if I do basketball and baseball in one segment, does the world explode on a Commanders game day? I don't know. I kind of want to find out, though. We've got two segments left, so we got to get to baseball update. I want to get to the world of college basketball as well, because a lot happened this weekend on the court as well. But let's start with a baseball update.
Over the shoulder, end zone, touchdown! 15-point ball, touchdown!
We interrupt this program to get
baseball at its best.
First pitch, pops it up. Right side of the infield, back into shallow right field. Makes the catch. One pitch, one out to start the ninth.
Baseball stuff!
Baseball stuff!
Mariners are three wins away from the World Series. That's not what I want to talk about, though. Hazel will appreciate this as a denizen of the Northwest. The Seattle Mariners do a salmon race between innings. At the Mariners game, it's like the president's heads in D.C. the president's race. It the squirrels, they do the nut race, the giant Johnny Cashew and all those friends in the nut race, which is great. Well, they do the salmon run in Seattle once per game, and so that happens in the fifth inning. That happened in the fifth inning of this is the ALDS here. This is the round before this. This happened over the weekend. We're catching up. This did not happen last night. They were in Toronto last night, but this happened over the weekend. They won in Toronto last night, so they're seven wins away from the world from winning it all. But they're in Seattle. It's the game five, decisive game five, which, as you know, went to extra innings, a lot of extra innings. In fact, it went to the 15th inning. And the other thing you need to know about the salmon race is, like all good bits, one of the salmon always loses. In Seattle, it's Humpy the salmon, who always loses the salmon race. You, of course, remember that was how the president's race worked for a long time. That's how you set up the bits here, right? And so the president's race, they ruined it when Teddy Roosevelt won just on a random day, and they hyped it up because Jason Wirth got mad that Teddy Roosevelt never won because he thought it gave the city a loser mentality. He was wrong. He ruined the bit. That's okay. It's still fun, but it's not a bit anymore. Humpy the Salmon has never won the salmon race. So they go to the 15th inning and they do the salmon race again because it's the 15th inning and everybody's getting a little punch drunk, a little stir crazy here. And Humpy the Salmon wins, and then the Mariners walk it off right after that. Win the game, win the ALDS, make the ALCS for the first time in three decades. That's how you do the bit right there. Humpy only wins in the 15th inning. I like that. I hope he goes back to losing in regulation because it's still a good bit that he doesn't win in the fifth inning. That's how you fire up a crowd, though, in the 15th inning. Kudos to the Mariners. Kudos to the bit. We love a good bit around here. Salmon race is fantastic. Hopefully nobody tells the salmon about what happens at the end of the salmon run. That's between you and your biology teacher. If you don't know, Google it, kids. Don't Google it. Google it with your parents' permission, whatever it is. It doesn't end well for the salmon at the end of the salmon run. Seahawks win yesterday. Mariners win as well. Big sports day in Seattle. Game two tonight, 5 o'clock in Toronto against the Blue Jays. They'll look to come back with a 2-0 margin. Blue Jays, of course, have been playing well as well. They're the one seed. Fantastic series against the Yankees. They're trying to win one, knot it back up. And then Dodgers-Brewers at 8 o'clock, game two. Game one for them, game two of the day in baseball, game one for the Dodgers and Brewers. They are 0-0 in that one before the doubleheader of football. On the other side as well, I think Bills-Falcons is an excellent game. Should be a good night of Monday Night Football. I think Bears-Commanders is going to deliver as well. I think it's going to be up to Jaden. With the lack of receivers, it's going to be up to Jaden to take this team on his back. I said I wanted to do basketball today as well. We're just stuffing it all in today because we talked so much Commanders. I don't regret that, not for a second. UVA, this report came out over the weekend, and I can't confirm this, but this is the report that came out that UVA's basketball payroll this year is $15 million, which is a little silly. $15 million college basketball payroll. If so, and I liked this team as constructed. If so, though, it certainly changes the expectations. That goes from like year one of Ryan Odom. He's going to impose his style in Charlottesville to year one Ryan Odom. He's got to win. He's spending $15 million on a basketball team. There's table stakes, right? We talk about that. VCU's got a $5 million payroll this year, which is a lot. 15 is three times more than that. I think that's going to be near the top in the country. And it goes to show you the power teams in the NIL world may not be the power teams pre-NIL. I think they'll largely correlate. I think, you know, a lot of that, you know, like Georgia is still going to be Georgia. They're still going to dominate. I think that you're going to see a lot of these, you know, whether it's VCU, right, finding money, or UVA, which has such a rich alumni base. They bought themselves Chandler Morris, and look where they are in football. They buy themselves a $15 million basketball team. Stanford, if Stanford wants to be good at football, right, they announced a $50 million investment in their NIL fund. These are the things that make a difference, right? It's a money-driven world now, and in a money-driven world, these are the things that are going to stand out as we name winners and losers in the NIL world. UVA's got a lot of money, and that amount, that lot of money, is going to make them instant contenders in anything they do. It's going to make Ryan Odom want to stay there. It's going to make, you know, Chandler Morris is going to want to play there, right? You remember Chandler Morris wanted to play for Belichick, and Mike Lombardi as GM didn't want him, was the report. Whew. That's a tough scene at North Carolina. That's all right. It worked out for UVA, who now has a great, great quarterback and certainly is rolling. Non-conference game this week against Washington State before they pick back up their conference slate. VCU, black and gold game. Awan will go deeper on this because he was there. I was not there. It was, you know, it sounds like there was a lot of good competition. They mixed up the rosters a lot, which tells me Phil Martelli, which we played the interviews with him, he still does not know who his starters are going to be. Looked like Barry Evans and Lazar Djokovic seemed to be slotted in at the four and the five. And he's got height on this team. This is a height that Ryan Odom never had and a size that Ryan Odom never had at UVA. Jadrian Tracy, who came here from Oregon, from the West Coast, he had two steals in the game. Can he crack the starting lineup, though? And I think, you know, Firm's probably not in the starting lineup. I'm curious if Brandon Jennings is going to be in the starting lineup or not. I think that's a touchy one because he was such a centerpiece for the fans if he wanted to stay here. But they brought in a lot of talent. People raving about Nick Lewis out of that game as well. He also, he's a true freshman, right? But sometimes that's how you win in this new era of college basketball. If you're a mid-major, you find a guy who, in a previous world, Nick Lewis goes to a Kentucky or an Arkansas or somewhere big and sits on the bench for a couple of years. In the new world, he comes to VCU, cashes checks, and then goes off to that other place. You got to take advantage of him sooner rather than later because he's not going to be here forever. I could see him challenging and challenging quickly for some minutes. It's going to be a lot of fun. They scrimmage against Villanova this weekend on Saturday. Secret scrimmage. They're no longer secret, which I appreciate. They can share the box score, share the details, all those things as well. So that's the situation. VCU basketball will be your home of the Rams all year, but we got to stay football focused. Final segment on the other side will get you ready. Monday Night Football tonight. You'll hear it right here on The Fan. The Commanders, the Bears, rematch of the Hail Mary game coming off an exciting Sunday in the NFL. Back after this, you're listening to 910 The Fan now at 105. Man, time always moves too fast on a game day. We need another hour. We don't have another hour. AWOT's standing by. He's at Capital Ale House. That's home of Richmond's OG Burger Night. He'll be with you until 3 o'clock. Grant and Danny take you to the official Washington Commanders pregame show on this game day here on the Fan. Football Monday game day, big night in sports tonight. Two baseball games, two football games. That's the way we like it. So much more to say. I didn't even get to James Franklin, which we'll have to save for another day, I guess. Penn State fired him. What have you done for me lately? I get that. But also, there is the whole thing here where he needed to beat somebody, and he consistently never did, and then started losing to bad teams. I get the antsiness. I get the antsiness. You're Penn State. You're right on the verge. They need a title, and they have a team good enough to win a title. Still, wild times. I do think he'd be a good fit at Virginia Tech, because I think this, Virginia Tech's got an opening, and I think the Virginia Tech opening is good, but I think the Virginia Tech people, and I love y'all, and you guys know this, okay? If you're not a regular listener, if you're just here because it's game day, I go to bat for the Hokies fans every day around here. They're amazing, amazing football fans, and they're going to play a big game against UVA, maybe keep them out of the ACC title game, and I'm not betting against them taking over that stadium in Charlottesville if that happens. They're great fans, and they've stuck with their team. I think they think this job's a little better than it is. I think that they think they're going to get pick of the litter here. There are other openings, and not just Penn State. You know, Penn State's a primo opening. Oklahoma State is a very good opening. Arkansas is not a good job, but it's in the SEC, and everybody wants to coach in the SEC. Shane Beamer took a not good job in South Carolina to get to the SEC. If you believe in yourself, you get to the place to do the thing. Kurt Cinetti took a not good job at Indiana. Look at that. He's in a good spot now. What a win for Indiana, man. That's a statement win because Oregon's legit. Oregon's going to be there when the dust settles at the end of the year. Dan Lanning had those boys ready to go. Kurt Cinetti, man, doing the thing. He's been fantastic so far this year. UCLA's got an opening. That's a Big Ten school in Los Angeles. You could probably recruit in Los Angeles. Stanford's got an opening this year. Stanford, you talk about Virginia Tech, which just put $40 million into their football program. Stanford just put $50 million into its football program to entice the new coach. And Andrew Luck's a general manager, right? I mean, if you get Bruce Arians, maybe you're close to a draw there, but these are selling points. Virginia Tech's not at the top of the list. I think they can get a good coach. I think they can be relevant. I think they can compete. I hope they do. I want Hokie football to be good. And also, you got to know where you stand. I think this could be a good job for a retread. James Franklin, a second chance guy, if he wants one right away. He may just want to sit at home and count his money, and that's fine too if he does. I think that there's a compelling case for guy who's been there and done that and knows what to do and how to build out a program. Because a big part of this, if you're a young coach rising up, you're watching somebody do it, right? Kirby Smart watched how Nick Saban did it, then replicated that at Georgia. But there's no institutional machine in Blacksburg right now. And that's the problem. You have an athletic director who dates back to the Beamer days. The way Frank Beamer did it is not the way you do it anymore. And Fuente wasn't the guy to build that infrastructure, and they didn't have the resources for him. And Brent Pry has struggled to do it as well. It's not just a coach. You're building an infrastructure. He knows how to build an infrastructure. He built a winning machine at Penn State. Get top kids, coach them up, put them on the field. That's not nothing. And he'd be doing it for something other than the money because he's got all the money he knows what to do with. It wouldn't bother me, is all I'm saying. James Franklin Redemption Tour in Blacksburg. I just think with a young coach, the hottest ones are going to go to those other jobs. They're going to get to the SEC or the Big Ten, or the other coaches are not ready to build out an infrastructure yet, which is something you need in Blacksburg. I wouldn't mind a more experienced coach for the opening, which is what I'll say about that. It is game day for the Washington Commanders, though. And we had the Black and Gold game over the weekend as well. Philip Martelli, here's what he wrote on social media after the game before we get to the Commanders, because I want to touch on basketball one more time, too. Ram Nation, your support and energy last night, the Black and Gold game was incredible. It's rare to have that crowd and that buzz for an inter-squad scrimmage. Thank you for consistently reminding me how special VCU Hoops is. And I think that's a tribute to the athletic department. That's a tribute to everybody over there at VCU. Phil Martelli Jr. steps in, and he sees he's got a good job, right? And part of this is the recruiting of him. He will get other opportunities. Coaches are successful at VCU, and by being at VCU, they're already on everybody's shortlist for openings. Can you keep them an extra year, an extra 2 years to where when in somebody calls from a major conference, right? When a Clemson calls or a Florida State calls, he's like, nah, I'm going to wait this out here. I'll get better opportunities, and I'm happy here. It doesn't bother me to wait another year because I know this is a place I can have success. I think VCU's positioned to offer that, which is a real plus for them. All right, final minutes here. Commanders game day. You know what we got to do. We got to turn in the card. The Washington Commanders do not have wide receivers at the moment, which is traditionally an issue in the NFL. They call it a passing league these days. That said, they got a running back. His name's Bill. He's very good at what he does. He's going to run him out of the tunnel tonight. He's going to get a lot of touches. I think he will be the rookie of the week again. I think he is a star on the rise in the NFL, and people are saying that. They also have Jayden Daniels. And when you have Jayden Daniels, you have a chance. And I believe that this will be a close football game. I don't think they're blowing anybody out right now. I think the defense has too many holes, too many liabilities. I think this will be a close football game. I struggle with this line. The line is 5.5 right now, and it's been trending upward all day. The money is coming in on the Commanders late. I understand why. I'm hesitant to commit at 5.5 because I think this is going to be a one-possession football game, a close football game. I think the Commanders win because they've got number 5. I think I'm taking the Bears with the points, though. I don't think the Commanders blow them out. Maybe a garbage time score either way swings it. I like the Bears with the points. But I like the Commanders to win because I do believe that Jayden Daniels is in that elite tier, right? The Patrick Mahomes tier of like, shoot, I just woke up one day and I realized this team isn't good anymore. We're still going to win because I say we're going to win. Jaden's got that gear. We saw it last year in the Hail Mary. We saw it last year against Atlanta. I think we'll get a chance to see it tonight. I also think that home crowd is going to be bumping. The stuff they can do with the lights that they haven't done this year, I think the in-game presentation is going to be way better than it's been in years past, and I think that's a factor too. I think the home crowd's going to be making some noise and getting rowdy for the Commanders, which is a thing I've waited a long time to see. I told you I was there for the Hail Mary last year. As a memory, I will take with me until they bury me in the ground, being at a place that explodes like that. Loudest I've ever heard it, and my previous answer was when they beat the Cowboys in 2012 with RG3 to make the playoffs. So I've heard that place get rowdy. That was an incredible noise, an incredible scene. Enjoy the game, everybody. Again, it's right here. 3-hour official pregame show starts at 5:15, but we'll be talking burgundy and gold all day long. My guy AWOD up next. We're back tomorrow to break it down. 10 a.m. Come ready. We'll hopefully be breaking down a Commanders win on a Victory Tuesday. Back tomorrow. You're listening to the home of the Commanders. This is 910 The Fan now at 105.1.
That's the energy we need around here. MP on the mic. 910 The Fan. 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Counting you down. It's the Commanders and the Bears. It's Monday Night Football. First of 7 consecutive nationally televised football games for the Washington Commanders. Love them, hate them, you're gonna watch them for the next 7 weeks. Good that Jayden Daniels is back and healthy. That's an important part of this. And you got all the juicy storylines here. Ben Johnson told the Commanders get out of town when he was on a flight, when the Commanders were mid-flight to see him during the coaching search. Caleb Williams, DC kid, coming home for the second time, trying to resurrect his career. Number 1 pick against number 2 pick, Jayden Daniels, who's had the better NFL career to date. Oh, and these teams played last year, and it ended in wild fashion. And everybody talks about the Hail Mary, but there was the play before the Hail Mary. You remember, they got 20 yards to set up the Hail Mary, and the Bears decided not to guard Terry McLaurin on that play, which was a bold decision. Did not pay off. Gotten. They set up the Hail Mary. Tyreek Stevenson goes over to the fans, celebrates, starts taunting the Commanders fans, has to sprint back to guard the play, tips the ball. Noah Brown catches it. One of the defining moments of the NFL season, a highlight we'll be watching forever, and a play Jayden Daniels is going to be connected with forever, and the Bears and the Commanders, and they're back at it on the Monday night spotlight. Ben Johnson, first time with the Bears coaching against the Commanders, coaching up Caleb Williams. Obviously, spurning the Commanders did not hurt him in the way that some projected it would. He got his opportunity. He got his number one pick. He was asked this week about the differences between Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels.
I thought it was a really strong class coming out. It's probably one of the stronger in recent history. You know, Caleb obviously felt highly about him, you know, that part of the reason why I wanted to come here, you know, and I haven't been disappointed with him whatsoever. He continues to get better, elite arm strength, the ability to extend plays. I don't think a whole lot differently for Jaden. Jaden's extremely accurate thrower of the football, something that I think is overlooked when you look at him, because he is so dynamic with his legs, and he hurts teams so much on the ground as well. So I think there are probably a lot of similarities. I think these are two ascending quarterbacks in this league, and I think we're going to be talking about them for a long time in the future.
Obviously, it's very trendy to say, don't sleep on Caleb Williams. He'll bounce back. The rookie season wasn't indicative of his talent. There was the report leading into this season about how he really, really didn't want to go to Chicago, did not want to play for the Bears for very sensible reasons. Ask Joe Burrow about that. You end up at a bad organization. It doesn't matter how much talent you have if they can't maximize it, if they can't build a team around you. Jaden Daniels ends up in exactly the right space for him. In Washington, they get Cliff Kingsbury, which is a great pull for Dan Quinn. They work well together. It shoots off like a rocket ship. Caleb Williams is still getting the engine started in a lot of ways. Now, what's fascinating to me about Caleb Williams is I think he's got the highest highs of any of the three. So we'll throw Drake May in as well, who's made some very nice plays in New England. It is indisputably a good class, right? It's an understatement by Ben Johnson. We're a year and change in, and certainly appears to be one of the best quarterback classes in a really, really long time. Even if one of the three doesn't pan out, even if one of the three is just all right, this looks like it's got the potential to be something special. Caleb Williams, when he makes a play, is a thing of beauty. He's got so much natural talent, oozes athletic talent, and you've seen Ben Johnson scheme to that. He also, when he gets off rhythm, when he gets off tempo, the footwork is a little silly, man. It looks like he's doing river dance out there, and it costs him when he throws. He doesn't know when not to throw the football yet, is something I've noticed watching Caleb Williams. He will make bad throws into bad places, which leads me, of course, to the Commanders defense, which finally got some takeaways last week, right? One entering the game, and then two monster takeaways that were absolutely contributing to the difference in the win over the Chargers. The interception on the one-yard line by Mikey Sanders still late in the game. Huge moment in that game. Chargers were very much still in it at that point. And then the punch out and the fumble, which turned the field around and set the tone for the Commanders' comeback after they fell down 10-0 to the Chargers. I think they will have opportunities against Caleb Williams to create takeaways again. He has been giving teams opportunities to do that. I also know this team has occasionally not been opportunistic about taking those opportunities when they are offered to them. I think that's one of the very key elements here, and we'll talk about what they need to do to win this football game later on. But the takeaways are going to be a big thing in this football game. Caleb Williams is going to give you opportunities. He's also going to take opportunities away. He's going to close windows as well. He's going to make athletic plays that you can't defend against, which Jaden does as well. And no matter who wins this football game, the debate's going to rage on for a long time. And I love that we're getting a true number one versus number two debate. And it appears we will for a while. And throw Drake May in. You got a Royal Rumble of these three guys as we follow their careers. I think he was an excellent decision as well. New England's got a good quarterback, and certainly you can cite to some plays he's made this year to track his development, which was stunted by not having an offensive line last year, and now is a little bit more in overdrive there in New England. But for Jaden Daniels, he's back, he's healthy. You saw him sprinting. I mean, to me, one of the plays that really stood out last week on, I think it was Bill's long run from scrimmage, it wasn't the touchdown, it's like the 22-yarder. Jaden's sprinting with him, keeping pace with him. He really wanted to go block somebody. You could tell he was like, this is a play I want to make. I want to get in front of Bill so I can go block somebody. He very nearly did. The speed's there. The instincts are there. The ability's there. Obviously, there's the knee brace that's there as well. Obviously, that's something we're going to continue to keep an eye on. But I think this is as close to vintage Jaden Daniels as we're going to get midway through an NFL season, what we're going to see against Caleb Williams. And they don't play against each other, but we're going to compare the stat line at the end of the day and in the coming years. And I'll say this before kickoff here, I'd rather have Jaden Daniels than Caleb Williams. I said that early in the year. I stand by that after watching him. I don't think Caleb Williams is a bad pick or an indefensible pick, but I think this is the guy of the three. I think May will have a long NFL career. I think Caleb could. I don't think it's a given. If he does, if he puts it together, he could be something special. But I think Jaden, man, he's the whole package. Love that dude. Bears, Commanders, you'll hear it right here, of course, on your home for the Commanders in Richmond. Back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan. Now,
maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
The Mike 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app, your home for the Washington Commanders football organization. Monday Night Football, first of seven in a row in the national spotlight for these guys, coming off a big win in L.A. in the national spotlight. Tom Brady on the call for the last one. Troy Aikman on the call tonight. He's going to fall in love with Bill. We all fall in love with Bill. Bill's going to be one of the keys to victory tonight. Because when these guys run the ball effectively, when the Commanders are chewing up clock, it is really hard for other teams to get into a rhythm. And I think denying Caleb Williams his rhythm tonight is going to be a big part of this Monday Night Football game. I'm excited for this one because I think you've got two good teams. They were evenly matched last year. Both got a little bit better this offseason. I'm fired up for this football game. Let's do some keys to victory. I mentioned Bill. I think it starts with this ground game. I think Bill runs out of the tunnel at Northwest Stadium, formerly known as the Command Center, formerly known as FedEx Field, formerly known as Jack Kent Cooke Stadium. I think it's just rolls off the tongue. I think he comes sprinting out of that tunnel. I think he's the starting running back. I think they go to him early. They go to him often. They try to wear down this Bears defense. I think he's a star. He's a multi-time Rookie of the Week winner. just like Jaden Daniels, of course. And if he's eating up clock, if he's eating up that time, that makes life easier for everybody else. And the O-line loves blocking for him, too. You know, these guys love him. We love him. I think the world's going to love him over the next few weeks. If you jumped on the bandwagon early, congrats to you. You're a Bill hipster. You were in before it was cool, and now everybody else is picking up on what we've learned the whole time. And it's nothing against Chris Rodriguez. It's nothing against Jeremy McNichols. They've had their big plays, too. They've been able to make big plays, too. But this is a Bill league right now. He's got the yards per carry. He's got the vision. He's got the explosiveness. And now he's got the opportunity to showcase himself nationally over these next few games, starting with this one against the Chicago Bears. Number two, keys to victory for the Washington Commanders. I mentioned takeaways earlier in this radio program. Takeaways are going to be very important for the Washington Commanders. Caleb Williams makes mistakes. You got to make him pay for those mistakes. If you don't make him pay for those mistakes, he's going to turn those drives into points. Think about last week. Commanders took advantage of the mistakes. Now, it didn't work out of the gate. Out of the gate, they had the double drop on the interception. And yet, you turn it around. Second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, you get opportunistic, get two takeaways. It's a big difference in a football game. They're going to have to be opportunistic against Caleb Williams. My other defensive key, though, is figuring out this linebacker rotation, figuring out what you want it to look like moving forward. You've got a lot of guys behind Bobby Wagner who are kind of a mixed bag, so to speak, of skill sets and talents. And we've seen opposing quarterbacks really exploit those matchups over the last few weeks. Will Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams be able to do that? I don't know. Will they be able to put guys out of position? I hope not. I hope that's something they can turn the page on. Even though it's a nice win against the Chargers, I don't think that's something they fully solidified in their play. I don't think that's something they fully were able to eliminate from the game. And I think getting that linebacker rotation where you want it to, being able to guard opposing tight ends, being able to set the field and make sure every inch of it is covered on every play, that's going to be a big key to victory for the Washington Commanders. Going back to the offense, you look at the tempo they've played with. To get into tempo, you have to get a first down, right? The three and out is not played at tempo. It's just three plays, and then Tressway punts the football. To get into tempo, you have to get a first down. Now you're running. Now you're setting tempo. When these guys are able to play with tempo, with speed, it's really disarming for defenses. It's really disorienting for defense. What's fascinating to me is the other side of that, when they're not playing with tempo and when they're substituting, they've been caught now in three of their five games this season substituting too slowly and not being able to get the right guys on the field in the right time. And you know, other teams slow play the substitution. Wasn't they saying Green Bay when acting with hastiness or whatever it was? Those are the things that they're going to have to focus on. Getting the first down has been a big difference maker for these guys offensively, because then they move into the tempo. They move into the no huddle, and that's where you have a Jaden Daniels advantage. That's where you have the advantage of Jaden Daniels being able to say, all right, I can run this from here. I don't need the headset. I don't need the coach. I don't need the guys on the sideline holding up, you know, pictures they downloaded from the internet showing what the play is. He can run this. He can run 6, 7, 8, 9 plays in a row without losing his focus, without losing his ability to command the team. That is one of the big advantages of having Jaden Daniels, and that's something they're going to need to exploit tonight, and you do that by getting the first down. Once you get the first down, you got momentum. Things are rolling. Things are able to click into place, and you're going to have the Bears' defense on their heels. You're going to be able to run Bill more effectively for 4 or 5 yards. You're going to be able to stay ahead of the chains. And then avoiding penalties is part two of that. During a penalty, everybody stops. Everybody resets. You can't have those penalties, those holding calls, those formation calls, those alignment calls, the false starts. You've got to, in a sustained drive, be able to play flawlessly. And I think it's something they're able to do. And I think this offensive line has been proving able to do it. And I think all of the moves they made on the offense this offseason have really paid off. And Connerly's obviously the one we've still got circled, still got an eye on. But Debo's been a phenomenal pickup. You think about size, speed, able to run with tempo. Debo's been able to do that this season. He's a contributing factor there. You can throw the ball to him, but it's like a run. You keep it in space. You keep it moving. You look at the offensive line. Laremy Tunsil's been good this season. I saw the stats. The Commanders are 10th in the NFL in offensive line. Advanced metrics, win rate, whatever you want to call it. It's the, you know, the combination of the PFF grade, the ESPN grade, and a couple others. They're the 10th best offensive line in the league. That's good enough. And I think that's the level you need to invest at for Jaden Daniels going forward, too. When you have a great quarterback, you want to give him all the weapons he needs to take advantage of that. And also, you have to be cost conscious because Jaden's going to get a $70 million bag here in a couple of years. We see the direction this is going. So you've got to find a way to have a mix of guys on rookie contracts and veteran guys who can continue hanging on. And then your Sam Cosmes, your stars, right? When he comes back, this line's going to be even better. But that tempo, that up-tempo attack for Washington, so important. And it can't start until you get that first down. And so keys to victory for the Commanders, you got to get that first down. You got to get the tempo in motion. You got to get people running, and you got to avoid penalties because those can kill drives like that as well. And then special teams, man. Tress Way, special team star last week, drawing the roughing the punter. Matt Gay, I think, is good again. I don't want to jinx him, but it sure feels like we're on a three-week heater here for the kicker. He's back at Northwest Stadium, is widely acknowledged around the league to be a tough place for kickers to kick. And a lot of that is reputation from when they had a really bad field surface a few years ago. They've improved that. It's better. They put a whole drainage system underneath. The field's good now. But it's got the swirling wind. That'll be something to keep an eye on as well. Can he keep his hot streak going? Because he's been a big part of this as well. That field goal right before halftime against the Chargers changes it from a deficit to a tie. Gave everybody a lot of momentum going into the locker room. He's going to be an important part of this as well. And then on the kick return game, I think that's one of the reasons we're falling in love with Luke McCaffrey. Certainly great offensive play. Certainly one of the offensive plays of the year in that drive I mentioned against the Chargers when he catches the long pass after the roughing the punter. But he's been very good as a kick returner as well. Enough that I think between him and Jalen Lane, Commanders maybe have one of the better kick return units in football. I think that's something that we'll circle and watch. The stats, 79.5% of kickoffs this year in the NFL are being returned. That's a bigger number than even the NFL anticipated coming into this year. It's been a huge part of football games. Luke McCaffrey's been very good at it. It's Monday night. Monday night football. You'll hear it right here on The Fan, 5:15 p.m., the start of a three-hour pregame extravaganza. Our buddies Bram Weinstein and London Fletcher on the call postgame for 3 hours with Fred Smoot. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.